AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden joined world leaders in France to mark D-Day's 80th anniversary and remember how allies came together to defeat tyranny. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
June 6, 1944.
From the sea and sky, nearly 160,000 Allied troops descended on Normandy.
The president met with several of the dwindling number of survivors.
This is all you did for all of us.
And at the American cemetery in Normandy, watched as more than 100 World War II veterans received a gun salute.
Au nom de la République française.
And the Legion of Honor from French President Emmanuel Macron.
You are back here today, at home.
The underlying message?
The Allied forces of D-Day did their duty.
Amid Russia's war in Ukraine, the president urged the world to live up to their example and leave another for future generations.
We saved democracy in our time as well.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Local health officials say more than 30 people were killed, including 23 women and children, in an Israeli strike on a school sheltering displaced Palestinians. Israeli government spokesman David Mentzer says Hamas was there.
The compound was used for staging attacks and as a forward operating base. Our strike was based on intelligence and used precise munitions.
The school is run by the United Nations Agency for Palestinian Refugees. The Supreme Court is siding with Native American tribes in a dispute with the federal government over the cost of health care when tribes run programs in their own communities. The widow of Hunter Biden's brother, Beau, testified in Delaware in Hunter Biden's federal gun trial. She found his crack at her house, saw him use crack, and eventually started abusing it herself. Hallie Biden had a brief romantic relationship with Hunter Biden following her husband's death. This is AP News. At least two states are dealing with tornado cleanup. Here's the AP's Rita Foley.
A tornado hit suburban Detroit Wednesday, killing a two-year-old and critically injuring his mother. A tree fell on their house. To the east, the Weather Service office that covers parts of Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and West Virginia issued more than 20 tornado warnings. This man lives in Montgomery County, Maryland, a suburb of Washington.
When the tornado hit, I just hear loud thuds and banging on the window. And I just go upstairs, go to my bathtub, you know, hide there.
He talked to WJLA-TV. Tornado warnings were issued for parts of several other states on Wednesday night, including Ohio, New Jersey, and Delaware. It's been a tough couple of months. April had the second highest number of tornadoes on record. I'm Rita Foley.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.